Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Lamed Hey. We didn't have the opportunity to have the shiur for yesterday's daf. Baruch Hashem, we had the simcha in the shul, so Mazel Tov to Ben and Tova on the bris of their son, Tzvi Moshe. Kishem she nichnas lebris, kein yikonas the Torah l'chup l'masim tovim. They bring down from the Satmar Rebbe. So one of his takanas was that in the Satmar Yeshivas, they had a half-day yeshiva learning before on Erev Shavuos. Right, because that's the hachana for Shavuos. The preparation for Kabbalah Torah is to learn Torah. So this is the Erev Shavuos. Shabbos leading us by the hand into Yom Tov this year. So we're going to pick it up now on by Gufa on Lamed Dal Lamed Beis. So going back, what said Gufa Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kos Echad Haya Mimale Midam Hatarovis. If you had the coin was filling up one of them. With the this is talking about the Korban Pesach, she'im yishafich echa mehem nimsa shehu machshiro. Because if one of them would spill out, then the other one, which you had the mixed together, that would still be machshir, make it kosher korban. Amul Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, hello, lo niskabel kli. Maybe that dam wasn't really collecting the kli. So mino yadi, how do you know? So he says like this: no, Ella. Maybe shema lo niskava b'kli. Maybe it was collected. It's filled out. He says no. So you have to change it. Perhaps maybe it wasn't collected. So Rabbi Yehuda says omer lahen. On the top of lamed hey, afani lo amarti ella kishin niskabel b'kli. I only said the dam should be, to be zorik the dam when it was collected, was a Kabbalah, right? V'haguf minale. So Rabbi Yehuda, how yourself do you know that the dam really was collected into this? So he says, I know it because Kohanim's reason. The Kohanim are very quick, they collect all the blood. They're not going to let any drop. But the problem is, because they are so quick, then sometimes the dam spills out a little bit. So we're asking, well, how do you know? But hello, maybe dam tamsis, mu'ur of bo. So dam tamsis, we've explained, is the dam that comes out after the animal has died already. Obviously, it doesn't get... that's called dam nefesh, that comes out when the animal is doing the shechita. But it could be dam tamsis, and that... That's not good. So maybe if that got mixed in, the Rambam brings this down in Michael Sasuros, where Perik Vav Halacha Dal Dam Hatamsis V'Dam Evurim Kigon Dam Hatchul V'Dam Klayos V'Dam Beitzim V'Dam Mischanis Lev B'Shas Shchita V'Dam Nimsa B'Kaved Ein Chayim Lo Kares. So there's no Chiv Kares for having this type of dam. Aval ha'ochel mimenu kezayis loke. But if you would eat from this, you'd get the you get malchus shneimar v'chol dam lo soichlu. Not to eat the dam. Uvechiv kares hu oimer ki nefesh ha'boser bedam hi. Ein chayim kares elim hadam shahanefesh yotzabo. So that's the dam. Excuse me. Dam nefesh as opposed to. The dam tamsis, right? So you get malchus for if you had a kazai. So that's like the first pin, the Tanakama. So Amr Bihudul Taime. So Bisu says like he's consistent. The Amr dam tamsis kori dam. He holds that it is still called dam. So what? Even if it was mixed together, it's not going to be a problem. The Tanya dam tamsis ba azhara. There's a lav against that, right? You're going to get malchus for it. But that's not as serious as dam nefesh, right? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Bikoris. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. If you have this dam tamsis, you get koris for that, right? Because that's really dam. It's against the Tanakama. So Ha'om Rabbi Lozer Moider Rabbi Yehuda. He would admit le'inyin kaporah she'ein mechaper. He would agree that dam tams is not going to be mechaper for you. Shneimar ki dam hu hanefesh, right? So you see, with the has to be the dam that goes on there is that on the mizbeach is the dam hanefesh. Dam shehanefesh yotzebo kori dam. So that's mashma that the dam that comes out during the shechit, that's what's called dam. She'ein nefesh yotzebo, but the dam that doesn't come out, i.e. dam tamsis, ain kori dam. Right, that's not called dam. So we'll come out, and even according to Yehuda, dam tams is possible. You can't put it on the mizbeach. And therefore, if you collected the dam that fell off the floor, that should ruin it. Ella Rabbi Yehuda Taimi. No, Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with his shita. The Omer ein dam mevatel dam. This is the famous shita of Rabbi Yehuda that min b'min ain't a bottle. So you have the two types of dam. It's not going to mess up. And then for the entire tarovis, you could in fact be zorik the dam on the mizbeach. It's not going to be a problem. Amr lehem Rabbi Yehuda, right? So the Braisa continues, lidvreichem, according to your words, meaning that if it's the taros, you cannot use that dam. Lama poikakin ha'azoros. Then why on erev Pesach? Why do they plug like the drain and they don't allow the dam to flow out? So Amr lo, so the Bram said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Shevach hu livnei Aharon. This is very praiseworthy. It's something we want to do to, you know, highlight how wonderful are the Kohanim. She halchu ad arkuvo sehen bidam, because they're walking up to their the expression in English, up to their necks, which doesn't mean that, it means up to their ankles, right? Meaning they're walking in like a pool of blood. They're walking through this. So what's the shevach? So Sfasem says, you know, that there's so many korbanos, right? Because look at all the Klal Yisrael. They're bringing this mamash, the busiest day in the Beis Hamikdash. Look at how much dam there is. So that's the first thing. Although, alternatively, it could be the shevach is that they bring down that the Kohan are walking through dam, and it doesn't stop them. You know, it's not such a pleasant thing to be walking through, you know, blood. But nevertheless, they're doing that. Someone says, one second. Okay, so it's very nice, but there's a halachic issue over here. The ha dam have a chetzitza. It's very nice, but that dam is now going down. We've learned many times they have to be barefoot. There can't be anything that's a chetzitza. So this is lachu. No, really, it is wet, right? Velohave chatzitza. So kolzman that it's not dried up, the dam is not going to be a chatzitza. This is interesting. This comes up in other areas of halacha as well. Tefilas kalim, not to have a chatzitza, comes up in mikvah, right? Ditznan, we learned Hadam, Vadio, Vadvash, Vehecholo, Veshim. If these things, the dio is ink, right? Dvash is honey. We have milk. So if it's yevashim, if they're dried up, chotzitzin, then it's a chatzitza. Lachim, but if it's wet, ein chotzitzin, it's not going to be a problem. Where could this come up for tevilas kalim? So sometimes, let's say you have a large kli, and it's too big to fit in the little, nets or whatever they have for the, like, your utensils, you can put those in a net. But if you have a big kli, so the difference between tevilas kalim and hechsher kalim, By hechsher kalim or hagolas kalim, you don't need to have the entire kli submerged at the bebasachas at the same time. You could do half of it, and if it's kind of large, you could turn it over, and you could put the other side in, and you could blowtorch half and do the other side. But by tevilas kalim, the whole thing has to be bebasachas. The whole thing has to be underwater at one time. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses a case, and there's a shach also like this. So if it's too large, you can wet your hands beforehand with the mikvah water, and then if it's touching, there's a little bit there, so then that's not going to be considered a chetitza. As you see here, that the Gemara is talking about a case where if it's lach, if it's wet, that's not going to be a problem. Okay, then we're asking a different kashan. This one second, you're saying this is so wonderful that the praiseworthy, and it's not going to be a chatzitza. V'ha ka mizvase manaihu, but it's going to ruin the big day kahuna, which we learned earlier that it can't be like that, right? Where's that? There's a Rambam over here in Kliya Mikdash. Do I have it? Let's see if it's quickly. No. Oh, okay. Here it is. Says the Rambam, Big Day Kahuna Mitzvoson Shihiyu Chadoshim Noin, that looked nice, Mushulosh, Big Derech, Big Day Hagadom Shnemar, Lichavod Luciferus. Right? So we learned that it can't be too high or too low, they can't be ripped. This is over here in Perika Ches of Kliya Mikdash. So if you have the dam on that should ruin it, right? The Tanan says the Gemara, "V'ha'yu begodav mitushtoshin va'avad avodasu psula." If they're like dirty when you're doing the avod in Beis Hamikdash, maybe it's something possible. I v'chitema madluhu. No, okay. So one second, they're just going to raise them up. Vatan, you can't do that. Mido, it has to be literally mido. It's his thing. It's kimidoso. It has to be fitting him correctly. Shlo yechaser v'shlo yosir. It can't be too small. Can't be too big. Right. So what the Gemara is asking, if the Kohen is going to have to lift up his begodim, so it's not really the same size. Right? So Moses says, no, you know when they're walking the dam? Beholachas evarim lekevesh, when they're bringing the evarim, the limbs, up to the ramp. Right? That's not really an avoda. The lav avoda he's. Therefore, it's preparing for that. So therefore, at that point in time, they're not really doing an avoda. Vilo, one second, that's not an avoda. Hatanya, we learned in Raisa. Vihikriv hakohen es hakol. He brings it all up. Zo holachas evarim lekevesh. You see here that that's part of the avoda, bringing the evarim. El beholachas etzim lema'aracha. No, so what it is when he's bringing the wood to the ma'aracha, that was the pile of wood that was on top of the mizbeach, the lav avoda. That's really not an avoda, right? The lavoda hechi ozli, right? So how did they actually walk then if they had their, they had all this dam, right? They can't lift up their begadim. So asli a itztabe. They had these like certain stones that they used to put on the floor. And since the floor was made out of stone as well, that would not be a chetzitza. So therefore, on Erev Pesach, when there's so much dam, they would walk on these like elevated little platforms, whatever it was, something that would, on the one hand, it satisfies both opinions that it's a shevach that they're walking through the dam, but they're not going to get their clothing ruined, and therefore making the avoda pasul. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to be talking about pigul. About does that apply to things that are not normally eaten? You know, not every part of the behema we eat. So what would be the din over there? Says the Mishnah. So right, you're doing the shechita, and you have your kavona is it's either going to be chutz lezmano or chutz lemakomu, but you had an idea of one of the things that's not normally brought on the mizbeach, right? Ulahakir dover she'ein dark lahakir, or you're going to burn something, right? Chutz lezmano, chutz lemakomu, something that's really not normally, you know, burned up. So like in the case kosher, right? The first opinion in Tanakhama says it's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's no good. Lechol davar shedarko lechol. You had the kavanah to eat something, right? Chutz lezmano, chutz lemakomo, and that's the normal derech of eating this thing, right? Lahakter davar shedarko lahakter pachos mikazayis. You wanted to burn something, and you had the wrong kavanas, right? But you did it less than a kazayis. That's kosher. Okay, lecho kechatzi zayis v'lahakti kechatzi zayis. Right, we've seen this earlier. That's kosher. She'ein achila haktora mitzdarfin, because we don't combine the shear when we talk about eating or for burning it. Hashochet es hazevach lecho kezayis min ha'or. If you had now your kavana was you're going to eat, chutz lezmano, chutz lemakomo, a kezayis of the skin of the hide, right? Min harotev from the that's like the gravy, min hakipa from the spices, min haolol. What exactly is the olol? Is a machloikis? Gemara is discussed, I think, in Chulin. We're going to learn. We're going to like Rashi. It's part of the neck. Like a tendon there that's inedible. Min atzamos, so those are the bones. Min agidim, from the tendons. Umin ha karnayim, from the horns. Umin ha tilafayim, of the those like the hooves. Chutz mizmano, chutz makoma, all these things. These are not edible. These things you don't eat. So you had the wrong. You had a pigle type of kavana with it. It's kosher. Ve'ein chayv and alehem mishum pigle. You're not a problem with that. Ve'noiser v'tame. So it's three things. I was going to discuss why it had to say all three. So you're not chayv for pigle. You're not chayv for noiser. Over not chayev for eating while tame. Hashoyched es hamukdashin lechol shlil o shilia b'chutz. So now different kavana was. This is a female, right? Behema, obviously. So now you had the shalil is the fetus. The shilia is the placenta. So you had it. You wanted to have it like a chutz makomo. Lo pigol, says the Gemara. It doesn't make it into pigol. Hamoylik es hatorin lechol beitzehen b'chutz. Lo pigol. So molik is malika, is when you take your nail and you go on the backside of the neck, right? And your kavana was the beitzim, right? So that you wanted to have it the chutz l'makom, but it doesn't make it pigol. So why is that? Because all these things, the shalil, the shulia, all these things, the beitzim, that's not considered to be part of the actual animal of the bird, right? So it's, therefore, that's why lo pigol, says the Gemara. Chalev mukdashin ubeitzei torin, right? The milk of the obviously we're talking about a nekeva here, or the baits and the eggs of torin, the doves. Ein chayav and alehim mishum pigul v'noisim b'tameis. In these cases also, there's no isser on these things. There's a Rambam over here, just to point this out in Psulim Magdoshim. You know, I don't see it right now. Oh, okay, here we go. Here it is. It's in Yud Ches, Halacha Chav Beis. Zevach shenis pagel o noiser la'achir zmano la'ochel yimeno min ha'or, min ha'merek, min ha'tavlin, o min ha'olol, all these things we talked about, o min ha'mura, min ha'gidim, min ha'karnayim, min ha'telafayim, min ha'tziparnayim, min ha'chartum, min ha'notza, min beitzi ha'of, ein ha'chayev karis. Paskins the Rambam that you're not chayev karis for eating any things because, l'maisa, they're not edible. V'chein tamei ha'guf, Sh'ochel devarim elu, so mikarvon kosher, mikorban kosher. The wrong mikorban kosher. Ein chayev karis. Ein chayev karis says, "Aval makinos lo makas mardus." Right. So there's no karis on it, but it's not as if you got off free. There is malchus involved in this case. Says now the. Did we read this already? Yeah. Right. Chayev mukdash from beitzei torim ein chayev in aleihem mishum pigol v'noyser v'tamei. Right. So now starts the Gemara. That was the Mishnah. And Moore's going to now discuss what exactly does pigul apply to, because the Mishnah gave examples of things but doesn't. So now the next part is going to be discussing the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. What does he hold? Raya's, Kashas, here we go. Says the Gemara, Omer Rebbe Elazar, pigul bezevach, right? You had the wrong kavana for this. Right, you're gonna have it chutzlizmano, nispagil hashalil. So in that case, that's going to make the shalil, the fetus, is also gonna become pigul, and therefore that would mean that if you ate from the shalil, you're going to be chayiv karis. Right, but shalil lo nispagil hazevach. But if you only had the kavan, have the shalil, the fetus, right, chutzlizmano, so therefore that doesn't make the korban into a pigul. Pigul ba'alol, if you had. Like this, that we're talking about this, like tendon, right? That's the part that's in the neck. Nispalgal, nispalgla mura. So it makes the crop of the bird is also going to be pigul, even though it's not really considered something that's normally eaten. But there are some people eat it, right? However, bemura, if you had intention to eat the crop, right, which was chutz lizmano, so in that case, lo nispalgal olo. It's not going to make that tendon in the neck part of it. That's going to turn that into pigul. Pigul be emurim, if you had kavana on the emurim, the limbs, nispalgu parim. So it's going to make the rest of the bull is going to be pigul. Be parim, if you had kavana on the par, lo nispalgu emurim. It's not going to make the rest of it then, because right, if you had kavana on that to have it, that's the part's not eaten. So what comes out is not, you can't make something. You can't make something pickled to them because they're not really going to be either eaten or put on the Mizbeach. So that sounds like this is a raya for the Shita of Rebbe Elazar, right? Vishavin, right? And even they were agreeing that the pickle would apply to the parim, that they're, right? She'im echishev ba'achilas parim v'srefason lo asav lo klum. So in that case, you really didn't do anything because these parim are not really eaten. They're not put on the mizbeach, and therefore your kavana make a bill only applies to things that really are shaykh to be eaten or to go on the mizbeach. So my lav, aren't we talking about a case ha chishe be'imurim, right? This paglu parim, right? Aren't we talking about a case where you had kavana for the emurim, and therefore that's going to make it pigul, which is a raya for the shita of Rebbe Elazar? Someone says, "Lo, no, beis ha chishe beemurim, this paglu emurim atzman." No, because if you did have kavana for the actual emurim of the par, right? You wanted to going to burn them chutz lizmano. So in that case, that would make the emurim into pigul, right? And you'll get karis for them. But the basar itself of the parim is not going to be made into pigul. Tashma. Here we go, Mishnah in Me'ila. Parim ha-nisrafim, usirim ha-nisrafim. So the bulls that are burned and the seirim are the goats that are burned. Mo'alin bahen mi shehukdashu. There's an isra me'ila, right? Me'ila is when you misuse property that belongs hektish to the base of Migdash. So then, nishchatu, Once they were shecht already, hukshru liposel b'tvuyom, they can now become made disqualified posel by a tvuyom. A tvuyom is a person who's gone to mikveh that day, but has not yet had hair of shemesh. The sun hasn't set on him. Uvimchusu kipurim uvelina. Right. Another thing they can be if they touch someone who was mchusu kipurim, they didn't bring the korban at all, or velina if it's left overnight, meaning without having the rest of the things done to it. So my love, aren't we talking about lina's boser, a case where the Bosser was left over. Ushma minos. You see from this, migo de poslo belina, from the fat to be possible from the lean from the leftover, poslo ba machshava. So then the machshava also would make it thing. So this is a raya for the shita of Rabbi Lazar. In other words, if you had kavana to do the emorim on the next day, then that makes into pigle. Whereas it says, lo, not so fast. Linas emurim. It's talking about leaving over only the emurim, but not the actual bosser of it, right? So it will come out that only that part would be called pigle if you're going to have kavana to eat them chutzlismano. Ha'amidikhani seifa, but in the seifa, 1 second. Kulan mo'alin behen al besadeshin v'al ad sheyuta chabosser. Right, that there is a whole, anyone who would there's still shy to get meal from until it goes to the deshin is where they would burn it up, right? So you see from here, or when the what's it called until the yutach habosser means like it's totally like burned up. So mechlal the reisha lina's bosser, that implies that the reisha is talking about where the bosser is left overnight. They serve lina, so media area. 1 second. Are these two things really the same? Hog kadisa, hog kadisa. Each one is by itself. Meaning, this one is what is talking about. I was talking about reisha imurim v'seifa baser. No, you have to be able to split it. The reisha was talking about the actual imurim which do go on the mizbeach, and the seifa is talking about the baser. Okay, mosif rabo. We're gonna learn ve'elu she'ein mefalgin ve'ein mefalgin. The following ones don't make pigle and don't turn into pigle. They can't be made. They can't be pigleized. We'll make a new word up. No, mefalgin is the word. So what is it? Tsemer shibroshu kevasin. Right. So the tsemer is the wool that's on the head of the keves. Veseir shibizokan tayashim, and the hair that's like on the beard of a goat, v'ha'or and the hide, v'harotav and the gravy, v'hakipa and these like spices at the bottom of it. There's a little piece of meat over there. V'ha'olo, this is the part of the neck. V'hamuria, the mur is the crop. It's almost bones. V'hagidim and the tendons. V'hakarnayim and the what's it called? The horns. V'tiflayim, the hooves. V'hashalio, v'hashilia, v'hachelev, v'hamugdoshin, v'beitzitor. And all these things, it can't be in it. So what's the chiddush over here? Just by explaining how the ola works. An ola, they take the skin off the entire animal except for the head. The head is just put on, quote unquote, as is. So that's what the chiddush is really here. That by this, there are parts of it which are going on, which is the wool and the beard on that part of it. So that's going to be burned as it is. And the Brisa can tell him, kulan lo mefalgin v'lo mispalgin. All these don't make other things pickle. In the case where you had the wrong kavana, right? Chutzas mano. V'lo mispalgin, they don't be made pigle. V'ein chayim alehem ishum pigle noiser v'tomei. You're not chayim on any one of these three things. Pigle, no sir, tome. V'amale mehen b'chutz. If you would over, you would be mal of these things. You would bring them as a korban outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Potter, because these aren't things that don't go on the mizbeach. Right, so this is all part of Rabba's kasha. So Rabba's saying now, my law of lo mefalgin. What does pshamer means that it's not mefalgin hazevach? Right, that the thing that's not done is the actual korban itself. Velo mispalgin, the thing that doesn't make it into pigle machmas zevach. Right, so things that the rest of it because you had in mind. So this would include the shliol, the shilya, right, that fetus and the placenta, and therefore that's not like Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar holds that meaning the rest of the korban would make it into pigle. Someone says no, lo mefalgin v'lo hazevach. Right, what didn't make into pigle, that's the actual korban. V'lo mispalgin machmas atzman, but they themselves don't become pigle by themselves if you had the wrong kavana, but what if you did have the kavana for the zevach itself? That could make it pigle. Yes, more says 1 second. Ihachi hadiktani seifa, which we learned in the seifa, kulan lo mefalgin v'lo mispalgin. All these things aren't pickled, they're not made into pickle. So, ha sulamali, what do I need that for, right? In other words, wouldn't I just figure that out already? When you said already that they're not made pickle because of the part of the korban. Okay, so then what says latamech, right? You're going to ask me a kasha. Rabbi Sobolovsky likes to say that latamech means the kasha that you're asking me really goes right back at you. According to your shita, ein chayven alav mishum pigol, when you're saying you're not chayven pigol, hasulamli, what are you there for? El aidi de boy lemisne nosar v'tome, because it was teaching the isser of nosar, and the tome does apply to them. Tana pigol. It also taught the halacha for pigol as well. So hachanami. So here too, we can say the same thing. I did the boy the misnei hamale mehen bachutz. When we talk the halacha that they were taken outside of the mizbeach. You're potter for that because they're not really things that are really for this. So tananami. So we learned all. So we taught chulan lo mafalgin v'lo mispalgin, right? But it could really be that the rest of the korban would make them pigol, like Rabbi Lasser said. Right, it's not necessarily a kasha. So Rava Omar Afananami Tanenim. So now, instead of asking kashas, now we have a raya for Rabbi Elazar. We have a raya for his shita. Hashoichid es hamukdashin lecho sholil o shilya bachutz. If you shechlin, you have the kavana, you're going to eat the placenta, the fetus outside the base of Megiddo. Lo pigel. Doesn't make the pigel. Hamolik es hatorim lecho beitzehim bachutz. Lo pigel. And you did the malika by the back of the neck with your fingernail, and you wanted to eat their beitzim, right, which are still in the bodies. You didn't want to do this, chutz l'makomo. That's not pigel. For hadar tarim, they went back and taught the following: chalev hamukdashin ubeitzei torim. If you ate the milk of a female korban or the eggs of the torim, the dove, ein chayav lehim mishum pigel noisav atame. So there's no problem with pigel. Neither with Nosar or neither with Ptame. Ha Shalil Shilya Chayavim, but the diak is that if you would have the Shalil or the Shilya, the placenta, which aren't mentioned, then you would be Chayav Kares because there is an Isser of Pigle on them. You see, Kan Machmas Azevach, Kan Machmas Atzman, Shmamino. So you see, and if you had the improper kavan on them, then they are not made pigle. The Gemara says, yes, this is a good raya. Okay. Good. Now the next part is, what's the din about if you're offering up a puzzle animal? Tznan hasam. Pei dalad. Ubali mumen, right? You have bali mumen, an animal that has a blemish. Rebbe Kiva machshir b'bali mumen. Rebbe Kiva holds that it's okay, and therefore, if it was put on the mizbeach, we don't loseri, we don't take it down. Om Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, Om Rebbe Yochanan, lo hich she Rebbe Kiva ele bedukin shebaayin. The only thing that Rebbe Akiva really allowed was we had something we'll call translated in the cornea, because these things are not really noticeable. And since it's really kosher by an oaf, right? Meaning that by an oaf, by a bird, that's not considered to be a mum. So therefore, we can like make like say like a behemoth also. It's not necessarily going to be like a significant of a mum in order to take it down if you'd already been brought up. V'husha kodam hekdesha esmuma. This is when the halacha was that you were makdish it before it got its mum, right? It was not a bal mum at the time you were makdish it. Okay, fine. Amr b'chi amr abba umoide Rebbe Akiva ba'olas nekeva. Rebbe Akiva would agree that it was an olas nekeva, right? An ola is only zocher. Dechaman dekodem muma lehekdesha dami. Right. This would be comparable to a case where it was. The mum happened beforehand because it was really his puzzle from the beginning, right? So if in that case where you put up something that shouldn't have been there in the first place, right, when the time you're mocked to shit, therefore they said Rabbi Kiva would be mowed at that. So if you were to bring one of these things outside of the base of Migdash, you'd be potter, right? Because it's not appropriate, it's not roy to be on brought on the Mizbeach. Ha me'iman Chayev, but the diak is if you can bring a korban from one of these of the mother of these, then you would be chayev, right? So how could you find a case where that would be? But olas nekeva, it must be in a case where it wasn't an ola, there was a nekeva, right? It goes by Shlomim. Now Shlomim could be from a a nekeva. So in that case, by Shlomim, you don't put the meat doesn't go up on the mizbeach, right? You eat that. That's why the Shlomim, because everyone's happy. There's Shalom ba'olam. Everyone's happy. They're eating their korban. But comes out, you wouldn't be chayiv for that if you were makriv it outside of the Beis Hamikdash. The Amr and Zerzer says like this. If you're gonna tell me Bishleim and Kosav Rabbi Kiva Olas Nekeva, im also al solo teirid, if it went up, then you wouldn't have to bring it down. So Hamani, so who's that going like Rabbi Kiva? So that's the shita of Rabbi Kiva, and he holds that you're chayev for being a korban outside of the mizbeach that could have been brought there, but if you have one that was on there incorrect to put it up there, you don't have to take it down. But if you're going to say that talking about this nekeva, this ola, if you put it, you have to bring it down because it's not even shaykh to be bothered then. So who's that opinion going like? So Amy, you have to really say like this. Hamala bahen bachutz potter. If you're makrib one of these things outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you're potter. Ha me'emure iman, but if you bought the emurim from the mother one of these, chayiv, and that halacha would apply to a chatas, it would apply to a shlomim, because in these cases, those are brought from a nekeva, right? And therefore, the part of their emurim goes on the mizbeach. One second, v'ha mehen kitani, right? It means of these. So that would sound like it's, if you brought the basar, not just the, emorim itself. The iman dumya didhu, right? And the mother is similar to that, right? It means referring to bringing the actual basar of it outside the mizbech, not just the emorim. Ela ema, so you have to change it up and say it like this. Hamala me emurehem bachutz. If you brought the emorim of them outside, potter. In that case, you're exempt. Ha me murim iman, but if you bring from the actual part of the mother, chayiv. Oh, all right. That brings us to the next Mishnah. Before, that'll be the daf for Shabbos. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yom Tov. And we should be zoiche to be mekabel the Torah. The simcha with a yegia, with an avas Torah, and with the Sfarim bring down that it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah. From the Lachavitcher, they say over that he says, I'm not nervous about Rosh Hashanah because that's begetter Gashmias. So I'll get one more loaf of bread this year. I'll get one less loaf of bread this year. But I'm very nervous when it comes to Shavuos because Shavuos is going to determine how much Torah I'm going to have for the upcoming year. The Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for Ruchnius, for Limud HaTorah, for Hasmadas HaTorah, for Avas HaTorah. We should be zoiche to be mekabel the Yom Tov and to really tap into all the brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu very much wants to give us. Okay, good Shabbos, good Yom Tov.